If the many indignities of travel have you frustrated, and you're a rare traveler these days if you're not, commentator Bob Green would like to tell you about someone. She was once part of an American travel industry that operated just a little differently.
In the midst of this summer travel season, with long lines at airports, flight delays, crammed to the point of claustrophobia passenger cabins, the story of Marjorie Steiner may sound like science fiction to you. Today, she doesn't stand out, just a woman in her 70s dealing with the same travel frustrations we all do. But Mrs. Steiner is, or was, one of the last of the railroad nurses. Told you this would sound like fiction. Before travel became so routinely wretched, before we all gave up on the notion of graciousness and civility being a part of getting from place to place, Americans' passenger railroads, owned in those pre-Amtrak days by private companies, were dealing with a dilemma. The jet age was starting to decimate cross-country rail travel, and the railroads, instead of cutting back on frills, decided to make one last grasp at elegance and refinement. They tried to keep their passengers' loyalty by, imagine this, offering exceptional service. They hired nurses. Really, they hired the best nurses away from big city hospitals, paid them well, put them on cross-country trains, and assigned them to tend to passengers who might not be feeling well. This wasn't back in the days of Woodrow Wilson and high-button shoes. This extended into the 1960s. The railroad nurses, they were also known as courier nurses, were not expected to take tickets or serve meals or tidy up the cars. They were there, riding the rails in full nurses' uniforms, carrying medical bags for one reason, in case, on a trip across the country, someone on the train might fall ill. It seems impossible now, doesn't it? Marjorie Steiner told me. Mrs. Steiner came in at the tail end. The Santa Fe Railroad hired her away from Wesley Hospital in Chicago, put her on the El Capitan and the San Francisco Chief trains between the Midwest and California. We Santa Fe nurses had our own special uniforms, dark blue, Mrs. Steiner said. We had to wear our caps all the time on the trains. If someone was feeling a little sick to the stomach, out we'd come with our oil of peppermint drops. It was a novel approach. Give your passengers more than they expected. Try to win their business by overdoing service. The railroad nurses weren't just for some elite category of travelers. They were there for everyone riding cross-country. The idea, Mrs. Steiner said, was that if you made travel pleasant, the customers would come. The effort failed, of course. Not only are the railroad nurses long gone, so are the private passenger railroads. A limping Amtrak is all that is left. Air travel has prevailed, and especially in the busy summer season, we know what a pleasure that is. When the flights are 3 hours late, and the seats oversold, and the lines stretching out the terminal onto the airport sidewalk, it's all enough to make you want to cry out for a nurse.
Commentator Bob Green is the author of And You Know You Should Be Glad, A True Story of Lifelong Friendship.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.